You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Friday, TGIF, November 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number two of the big program here. 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We are live from WRCE in Richland Center, beautiful heart of the Driftless area. I am here. Aaron Zommers is back at the home station, the world headquarters of Civic Media at the intersection of State and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Zommers, now we got the weather report there from John Roach, who was out on that big bike ride. John Roach, there's a guy that could do it all. He makes great documentaries. He can make great commercials. He's a marketer. He's a Renaissance guy. He knows sports, and he bikes whatever it was, 13 miles. And he said there was snow. It was spitting snow, as they say, in Western Dane County. Give us the 411 on the weather in downtown Madison.
Well, I'll pull up the Sam Davison street cam.
Oh, nicely
especially
done.
Relevant because Sam Davison was here today.
Really?
You know, Civic Media employee, long time, left to go work on teaching and be a camp counselor. Dom Lee, the normal producer for Madison's John and Gordy show, was out sick today. So Sam filled
out
in.
Out sick. Oh, all right. So Sam was back for a rare appearance. Very good. That's great.
Downtown now, Madison is pretty chill.
Downtown Madison is pretty, although there were more people out than maybe normal this time of the afternoon. Lots of people. Anticipation for the Wisconsin Badger football game, perhaps. We'll see. Was now, Dom's been on the show before when you were out sick. Did Dom, is he suffering hairballs? Because he went as Garfield the cat for Halloween. Is he suffering from hairball problems?
I did not ask. Okay. I don't want to violate HIPAA or anything like that.
Sure, right, yeah. Well, best hope Dom is feeling better.
I will say the floors were a little wet and hairy in here, so, I mean, you infer from that what you will.
All right, well, Dom, I hope you feel very better soon, and great Sam is filling in as well. Appreciate that update there. Yeah, and I can tell you here in the Southwest, in Richland Center, cloudy skies. We will ask our next guest when he gets here at the bottom of the hour, Brandon Ewing, how the weather is he's here's the type of guy that Brandon Ewing is. He texted me. He says, I'm coming into the station here. Do you need anything from Quick Trip? Now, how about that?
What a guy.
A guest that also offers to get you a Quick Trip. And I said, no, I'm good right now because I'll belch if I eat much on the air. So I have my red Solo cup of water. And I'm just fine.
Water.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It is.
No, I believe you. I know.
But I wish it weren't, but it is water. Yeah. Many thanks to John Roach for being here in hour number two. As we said, Brandon Union will join us at the bottom. He is a high school coach. Going to talk about what athletics means to kids in this part of the state, rural kids in general. I mean, I think there are some similarities to all kids, but maybe there are some unique things that it means to kids here in Southwest Wisconsin. And of course, Brandon, the older brother of our regular contributor, Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. And let me tell you, Brandon doesn't need anybody to help him with takes on Wisconsin football and the NFL. So we'll get to play a clip from Chris McIntosh, the athletic director at Wisconsin, announcing that Luke Fickell is getting another year. He'll be here another year at Wisconsin. We'll talk to Brandon about that and much more. Always great when a Ewing brother stops by. The Ewing bros in general are great people, so we'll have one here sitting at the table with me here in just a few minutes. But right now, 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for another Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin.
All right. Yes. Time, and that's the Wisconsin Ballad, Sherry Saracen. Time now for another Wisconsin fun fact. Listen up. On November 7th, 1863, the 5th Wisconsin Infantry fought in the second battle of Rappahannock. What is it, Somers?
Rappahannock.
Rappahannock? Thank you. Rappahannock Station in Virginia. The battle was, quote, a complete and glorious victory, unquote, for the North. It was as humiliating for the South as glorious for the North. Colonel Walter H. Taylor, a Confederate of Confederate General Lee's staff, called it, quote, the saddest chapter in the history of this army, unquote, the result of, quote, miserable, miserable management, unquote. So, yeah, Colonel Taylor could have just as easily been referring to the 2024 Democratic presidential campaign. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. All right, very good. Well, this is great, Zomers. We're here in the old hometown. Do you have any big plans for this weekend, by the way?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about going back to Manitowoc, visiting the family a little bit. I still might do that, but also I haven't seen John Roach's movie A Road at Night yet, and that would be the perfect opportunity tomorrow. I've also never been to Mineral Point, so
get yourself to Mineral Point. Yeah, it's really, really a cool little town, Mineral Point. And the film, yes, it's heavy and much of it powerful, but very, very powerful. And there is, I think Roach hit it exactly right, as he always does. It makes you look internally and say, I need to appreciate every day that I have with the people that I love. So we encourage you to go see it. I'm going to be spending a little time here in the RC. And I'm going to try to get some reading in, Zomers. I don't get enough reading in these days. But boy, howdy, I stopped by a bookstore here on the way out yesterday. And Kenny Chesney's new, I'll call it autobiography, memoir, Heart, Life, Music. There it is right now, Heart, Life, Music, in bookstores now. And I'm a big Kenny Chesney fan. And he talks about growing up in rural Tennessee, you know, some similarities to rural Wisconsin, and how he followed his dreams. So I'm going to try to get a little reading in, and, you know, I'm sure Mom has a chore list. We'll get to that as well. So hanging out here.
My main question about that, are you legally allowed to open that book outside of a beach?
Well, that's the, right there. I asked Luke Mathers, I said, don't you think we ought to do the show from a Virgin Island beach to make it authentic to talk about this? I got shot down. The answer was no, you don't have to do that. Huh. But I tried.
You give it your all.
Yeah, I try. All right, Thurl's, try this. 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. As Mike Lucas, the great sports writer, says, timely, timely indeed. The iPhone 17 is out and setting record sales. But Google Pixel Dust Google, whatever it's called, phone, Android phone, it's also making big sales. So the question today, we've never done this one. I'll be very interested to see. What's worse, iPhone or Android? iPhone or Android? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I think this is fantastic. Because people have feelings about which it's kind of like, I guess, a sports team's a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. The other
but
thing.
People have. Go ahead.
I've always been into technology since I was very young. And I was, you know, Mac versus PC or iPhone versus Android is always something, or Xbox versus PlayStation, like any of those tech companies against each other, is always very interesting. And over the years, it would go back and forth like crazy. But now they're closer than they've ever been in terms of quality. Like, if you want to use an iPhone or an Android, for the most part, I don't know if you can go wrong now. Mm-hmm. But there are still a lot of key things that people do have strong feelings about.
What's worse, iPhone or Android phones? 855-752. Wait. Is it correct to say Android phone, or did you just say Android?
Android phones, correct. I mean, people normally just say Android, but it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right.
Because when I hear Android, I think of C-3PO.
Well, he's just a droid, not an Android. Because, oh, yeah, you know, Star Wars just makes up their words.
Just a droid, yeah. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, iPhone or Android? Give us a call. You can also let us know on the YouTube channel, the Civic Media YouTube channel, on Facebook at the Todd Allball Show, or Civic Media, or also on X, Twitter, on Civic Media as well, or text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android phone for free today. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King of CBS, at least for now, calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, Apple or iPhone or Android? Now, this is... The texts are coming in fast and furious, and this is very interesting to me. On Tim on WISS in Oshkosh says iPhones. Just iPhone is worse. AJ, listening to us on WMDX in Madison, iPhone with an exclamation point is worse. All right. AJ in Madison on MDX says you have to, like, change your whole life when you get an iPhone, the watch, the computer, etc. All right, that's a good point. That's a good point. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Scott, listening in Appleton via WISS and Oshkosh. Scott, iPhone or Android, what's worse?
It's those iPhone people that also did not know how to run their VCRs. And toasters, for that matter.
And what?
And their toasters, for that matter.
Oh, and their toasters. So you're saying that those of us that use iPhones are just completely technology stupid.
I didn't say...
You can be honest. I don't care.
Just saying... You know the people that didn't know how to do the VCRs, right?
I may have been one of them at one point.
You know, ask yourself this. Did the people that didn't know how to operate their VCRs, would they be good with an iPhone today?
Probably. If they didn't know how to operate a VCR, then yes, they're probably good with an iPhone.
Yeah, right.
I would think so. All right, Scott, thanks for calling up there. Have a great weekend in Appleton. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Julie in Madison, listening on WMDX. Julie, iPhone or Android, what's worse?
I've had both, and Android is worse. And I didn't know how to use my VCR, just Scott in Appleton. I had a beta, and I had a regular VCR, and I didn't know how to run both, but definitely like iPhone better, yes.
Did you ever have one of those big, what do they call them, the discs? They looked like 33 vinyl, but they were a video. Do you remember those?
Laserdisc?
No,
that's it.
But I'm going to age myself here and tell you I remember 8-tracks. So I'm done. I'm not going to
Well, I remember 8-tracks, too.
Eight-tracks.
No, I remember 8-tracks. But we were never wealthy enough to have one of those big video discs. But I always thought they were very cool. All right, Julie, thank you. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend in Madison. Come on back. We'll take more calls. What's worse, iPhone or Android? We'll discuss on the other side. And coming up shortly, Brandon Ewing live from WRCE in Richland Center. Why is it that the Badgers are keeping Luke Fickell? We'll discuss and take your phone calls as well. Join us after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, live on location at WRCE in Richland Center, where it is now 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We are right smack dab in the middle of another version of What's Worse? I knew this one, people would have feelings. What? It's very simple. What's worse, iPhone or Android? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And sliding in, just like the weekend update on SNL, a little early to give us his opinion here, Brandon Ewing. Brandon, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Todd?
Great now that you're here. Yeah. You texted me as you were coming into the studio. By the way, what a guy. What a mensch, as they say, offering Quick Trip.
Yeah.
But I'm good. Otherwise, I'll belch on the air.
Well, there's a lot of things that we could go into there, but
I just got water in my Red Solo cup.
But I did text you. It's like, yes. Are there that many Android users out there?
I think there are.
Oh,
there are.
So you're an iPhone guy too?
Yeah, I'm an iPhone guy.
All right, very good. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mike, just down the road in Spring Green, listening to us right here on WRCE in the Driftless. Mike, Android or iPhone, what's worse?
Oh, iPhone is definitely worse. It's really? I'm a tech kind of guy, and it's disgustingly difficult to use with that Apple ID and all the junk you have to subscribe to for music. I use my Android like it's got a huge hard drive. I just load it up with MP3s, and I don't have to pay a fee for them. I can just have them, and I don't have to get confused. I know people with iPhones that can never get in there because they don't know their Apple IDs, and it's just, I think it's too complicated. It's just too complicated.
Now, see, Mike, I think... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I can plug it into my PC, and it just pops up like another drive, like a Geek Stick or, you know, a flash drive. Right. And that's
See, I
really
think you're on to something here, Mike, because my buddy Kurt Kohler from Spring Green as well, now down in the beautiful city of Monroe, Wisconsin, Greene County, he is much smarter than me. He is a scientist, and he is a tech guy, and he swears by the Android. So I think people who really are into tech and understand things, I think, love the Android. I think, keep it simple, baby.
Mm-hmm. I think the iPhone might have a better camera, that you know, because they brag that up pretty much. Yeah. And I've seen results of that. That's impressive, but I don't know if it's worth all the other stuff. Yeah, so there you are. You have it.
I get it. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Have a wonderful weekend down there in beautiful Spring Green in the Driftless, where we are doing our show from today here in the Driftless in Richland Center, WRCE. Back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. I love it when I get to say this. Mona in Madison. Mona, thanks for calling. iPhone or Android, what's worse?
This is my kind of question. iPhone is worse. I have an Android. My husband has an iPhone. His phone is always getting messed up, and it's not intuitive, and he doesn't know what to do with it, and I can't figure it out. I love my Android. Yes,
all right.
Really.
I love the passion. I love it. Yes. Have a great weekend in Madison there, Mona. Thank you. Yep. 855-752-4842. Pardon me. Let's go down to WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee. Greg in Waukesha. Thanks for calling, Greg. iPhone or Android? What's worse?
Todd, Android's worse, and I have a little bit of an educational moment here. Although Android may have voice-to-text features, iPhone was the first one to build voice-to-text into their phone. In VoiceOver. So, yes, I'm a little bit, you know, thinking I'm superior with my iPhone, but I'm a little bit of an iPhone snob, Todd and Aaron, Brandon, but but I think iPhone's significantly better, and so thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much, Greg. And welcome, Sean, to be AUK. Appreciate you calling in. Brandon, people are very passionate.
I tell you what, who would have thought this would have been this polarizing?
By the way, go ahead, Zomers.
You asked earlier how many Android users are actually out there. Data from the last year, October 2024 to October 2025, says that iOS has about 58% of the market share and Android has just under 42%.
Hmm. All right. Yeah,
so there are more iPhones, but there are a lot of people who use Android.
They're very passionate people.
They very are. I mean, I just can't believe how. I mean, is Siri your best friend? I'm asking.
I mean, I do ask Siri a lot of things.
Yeah, so do I.
Let's see here. Len in Madison on WMDX says, Apple iPhone fails the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Hmm. See, for me, it's just the opposite. I find iPhone simple more. What's that? Well, see, I can't even say it. Simpler than
yeah.
Android? Go ahead.
They market on that, but then over time, they change things just to change them. Not that all tech companies don't do this, but I've noticed it on iPhone where they change things just to change them, and then it's not labeled very well.
All right. Eric in Madison on WMDX says, iPhone is worse on price point. Some apps on Android, the same internet for a quarter of the price. All right. Very good. What else we hear? We have a Jill in Madison on WMDX says, Android is worse. My 89-year-old mother-in-law had one and kept messing it up and needing tech assistance, which my husband and I had difficulty providing because we have iPhones. We finally gave up and added her to our plan and got her an iPhone, which she uses much more successfully. All right. AJ in Madison on MDX says, I've been wanting one, because of the camera, an iPhone. All right. I get it. Oh, our very own Luke Mathers calling. Now, he avoided the question yesterday on eggs because we know he's anti-eggite. He doesn't like eggs. You understand?
Eggite.
Are you an egg person?
I am an egg person.
See, I love eggs. Yeah. But hey, to each their own. But Luke Mathers, our very own Luke Mathers, he's grinding his gears over Androids. He says Android is worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
I agree with him on that.
And there's nothing worse than you've got... And honestly, it's probably more your group of people, right?
Yes, I agree with that.
If your whole crew is iPhone,
Here's the winning text of the day. From Green Bay, Wisconsin, Brian in Green Bay on MDX says, I'm texting in on my BlackBerry. All right, we'll find out what Zomers and I think of this and chat with Brandon on the other side. Luke Fickle, does he deserve another year? He's getting one. Stay tuned. Farm News is next. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live on location for Friday, November 7th, 2025, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. We are live on location here in the old hometown of Richland Center. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer back home at the world headquarters in Madison. Zomers, now, this is not about our next guest, right? You weren't playing that song about Brandon.
Right. I wanted to make sure that wasn't misconstrued, so I told
them. Thank you for clarifying.
It's about Luke Fickle.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, about Luke Fickle. All right. Very good, Zomers. We appreciate that. Welcome back, everybody. Every other week, we have Brady Ewing usually joining us, two-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. But this week, and I love this about Brady, honest guy. Honest is the day as long as it's Todd. I'm going bow hunting. I'm going to be in the woods. And I said, well, like most men, they just disappear. And so, you know, yeah. But no, here we have his older brother, Brandon Ewing, who has been on the show, a great basketball coach here in Southwest Wisconsin, currently a youth basketball coach here in Richland Center, and a sports aficionado, all around great guy. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. We always have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a great time. And honestly, it's, you know, Brady texted me right before I came on, and there's a picture of him and his son, Brahm, and they're in the tree stand. Brahm's smiling ear to ear, and Brady goes, good luck.
You're going to be great. I was, and your parents, Brady's parents, and my mom live about a house apart. So as I was on the way to the studio, Brady's pulling into your parents' house, and he's got the bow out. Now, did you ever bow hunt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? So I have the arm strength to pull it back. But as you know, and our listeners know, to be a good bow hunter, you got to be able to hold it there for like 8 minutes until you get your shot. And I was never good.
And you know what? I don't have that patience for that anymore. Yeah. So, you know, my hunting has really tapered down. Yeah. I tell Brady every year, it's like, okay, I think this is the year I'm going to get back into it. And it's just, you know, every year it's the same thing, right? Well, you make excuses.
That's right. You do.
I'm fair weather.
We're going to find out whether he's a fair weather Badger fan in just a minute. But no, I mean, it's a great time of year bow hunting. And so hope Brady and Brahm have a good luck out there and a good time will be had by all. And this is the advantage of having multiple Ewing bros. When one bro can't be here, the other bro fills in.
And as the great Phil Nee always says, you know, I'm the backup right field all-star. And there's a lot of truth to that. It's like I'm always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
No, well, I know that feeling all too well. All right, let's start here right away. Brandon. Of course, Brady played for the Badgers. We all got together, and your family was very nice to invite my sister and I to your tailgate when Brady was the honorary captain this year of one of their two wins so far on the season. So you know the Badger athletics, particularly Badger football, very well. Let's play this cut, first of all. This is Athletic Director Chris McIntosh in a post talking to, I believe, ESPN or a reporter for ESPN yesterday, announcing the extension, or at least the survival, of Luke Fickell. Here is Chris McIntosh.
We learned today that you've made a commitment to bringing Luke Fickell back as football coach beyond this season. Why do you believe this is the right decision?
Yeah, it's my job, it's my role to position our program to be successful into the future. Coach Fickell has had my confidence throughout the season. We've had many, many conversations about how this season and some of the challenges that we've faced have gone. But as I look forward to 26 and beyond, I think it's just important to note that, you know, my confidence in him hasn't waned at all. Coach Fickell is the same coach that he was when I hired him. I have the same belief in what he brings to Wisconsin, his ability to win. He's a proven winner, his ability to develop talent, his understanding of the Big Ten. I mean, he's essentially born and raised in the Big Ten, his appreciation for physical football, which aligns with Wisconsin. But I think as importantly, you know, his plan and his vision for the future, and maybe most importantly, the fire that he has to be able to execute on it. And so for all those reasons, I thought it was important to share today that this is the direction that our program is going, and that we're confident and optimistic about our future.
Athletic Director Chris McIntosh of the University of Wisconsin talking of the fact that he has told Luke Fickell he has made the decision that despite only having two wins this season, both non-conference, that he is bringing Luke Fickell back for another season. And thank you, Zomers, for the correction. That was not ESPN. That was an interview on Badger Connect. Thank you very much. Talking to Badger Connect there. Thanks, Zomers, for keeping me on the straight and narrow there. Brandon Ewing, thoughts?
So Mac's really going to die on that Fickell sword, huh?
It appears.
I mean, geez, Louise. A couple of things that I took away, right? He talked about vision. Mm-hmm. He talked about the fire. Okay. Is that anything that we've seen, Todd?
I haven't.
No. I mean, and look at, we talked in the past about apathy. Okay. You're seeing apathy play out real time. Okay.
Yeah.
The article that was released, and I think you were going to discuss it in a little bit, like the millions of dollars of revenue that's been lost because of empty stands. If that doesn't change something, then I guess we've got bigger issues.
Well, what I find both interesting, and if I take all my emotion out of it, but also just as a Badger fan, just desperately sad, you know very well where this program was before Barry Alvarez. And then, you know, by and large, it's been maintained.
Yeah.
And when Chris McIntosh fired Paul Christ, who had been to the Rose Bowl 3 years before, and he said, because we have to put ourselves in position to win championships, so we're not, and look, I know there were things about saying that Christ was letting the recruiting go down or what have you, maybe he wasn't adjusting to NIL, but we are 3 years into this now, and we are looking at the worst back-to-back seasons for Wisconsin football in 50 years.
Todd, we're not going to win a Big Ten game.
No,
we're not.
I agree.
And you know, Brady's the optimist. I am the realist. And we're not going to win a Big Ten game. And if that doesn't make a change, then there's going to be change a coming.
Well, and you look at Penn State paying James Franklin $50 million to go away after he loses three games. You look at LSU paying Brian Kelly, well, they're arguing into court right now, $55 million plus, and they fired the athletic director who did it. Yeah. Here is my take. You tell me what I believe that Wisconsin can't afford to fire Luke Fickell.
In the bio, right, is $35 million. I think
I thought 24.
Okay, 25.
25. Yeah.
And okay, but you see all of these big names ponying up, you know, real money to make a change. But look at Indiana. In a year, They right. completely changed, and they kept cultures consistent and similar, but they completely made a shift and a change, and they were competitive. And Cignetti's done an absolute amazing job. And mind you, this is right on the just recently Pat Fitzgerald says he wants to get back into coaching. And it's like, oh, light bulb. You know, that is an absolute fit, the perfect fit for what Wisconsin should be. Okay, now, you know, talking with Brady and my father, David Ewing, right? It's like the question gets posed, is NIL greater than coaching? Mm-hmm. And honestly, no. I think that there's a happy medium. There's a middle where really you could, it's culture, it's fit, mm-hmm. it's all of the things with NIL.
There's new reporting today, and I don't have it right in front of me right now, but new reporting today that now high school coaches are anonymously saying that the Luke Fickell program is passing their guys over and only interested after other places have shown interest. This is on the heels of what 2 weeks ago this started going around, and Fickell and McIntosh denied it.
I know.
And now we're hearing you've coached high school athletics Absolutely. Here in Southwest Wisconsin. I don't believe that high school coaches, even anonymously, are going to say this to Wisconsin reporters if it's not true.
Okay, and Brad Nortman was the first one that really right. came.
Former punter for the Badgers, yeah. now at ESPN Wisconsin.
And then he gets demeaned for saying that. No, that's real. It's happening. Coaches are saying it, okay? No, what happened to building a wall around Wisconsin? There's talent here. There's really, really strong talent here. Okay, build off of our base, supplement, you know, with NIL, with some of these other, but look at his track record with quarterbacks. Okay, yes, I feel bad.
Snake bit a little bit, but
okay, those guys that he was bringing in are three, they're not, right. like, invest our money in areas that are really going to propel our team forward, and I haven't seen that.
I haven't either. We're talking to Brandon Ewing here. It's 45 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Pardon me, 3 o'clock. Philney has not changed the clock from daylight saving time in here. And I'll it freaked them. Me out earlier. Yeah, no. I shouldn't be looking at that clock anyway. I have my own clock here. Anyway, talking to Brandon Ewing here at 45 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. If you want to call in, offer your feel. Should Wisconsin be keeping Luke Fickell as head football coach? And the other part of it, should Chris McIntosh still be the athletic director? Because he's the one that made this decision to essentially go in this direction. And what doesn't get talked about a lot, by the way, the phone number is 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Brandon, this we've talked about it on this program. You won't find a bigger homer when it comes to Badger sports than me, I don't think.
I would agree.
But we've talked openly about the problems, particularly in women's track and cross country and women's basketball. There was one on the track team, I believe, or cross country that died by suicide, a student athlete. There were five other women that left the Wisconsin women's basketball program. There was, I believe, the comms guy at women's basketball also, quote unquote, retired. This is all that happened under Chris McIntosh.
Yeah, and honestly, I love Chris McIntosh. Okay, super dude. But you're right, okay? His track record for hiring has been very, very poor, okay? Whether it's, you know, Fickell, whether it's the basketball program, okay? Do we trust him with the next, right. with the next hire process? So, I don't know. You know, and I go back to culture. Culture and is contagious. It's sticky, okay? And what is the culture right now for honestly, all of our athletics, minus Badger basketball, men's basketball, okay,
hockey. Women's hockey, yeah. And men are doing great yeah. this year. And, of course, the cross-country team just wins national championship yeah, after yeah. cross just, national championship.
Hey, stack them up.
Right.
Stack them up.
But, and I'll make clear, you as a brother of a student athlete at Wisconsin, I feel terrible for these guys.
So do I.
For the student. I mean, they're giving their all. If anybody thinks that these guys are out there and just half-assing it, so to speak, I don't believe that.
You're exactly right. And you've said it before in some of your talks with Brady and others. It's like you feel bad for the past, the guys that did give everything to the program. And just to see those guys kind of get left at arm's length. And I'm not – the Brady on the field thing was amazing.
It was.
The alumni.
He was honorary captain. Yeah.
And – but do you know what? Let him talk to the team. Let him continue to help build that culture. Yeah. Okay, because Brady is a guy that will give everything to Fickle if he asked, yeah. right? And there's so many more. You could go through the list of and lineage of the historical players. Like, if they asked, they would help.
You brought up J.J. Watt. I hadn't seen this. Was this on an interview on Pat McAfee?
Yeah, so Pat McAfee asked J.J., and they're joking around with some of the issues that Wisconsin's having. And he said, Pat McAfee said to J.J., J.J., why don't you throw money at, you know, the program? And J.J.'s flat-out response was, they need to play better. Just like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
And J.J. Watt is, you know, he's a pretty nice guy, but for him to just be a straight shooter and say that.
Yeah.
So less than a minute ago, how does this get fixed?
I don't know. Does it get fixed?
I don't know.
And I don't want to be the fire and change, but, you know, is it going to get fixed? And so, yeah, they've got a big decision coming.
Barstool, big cat, big supporter of the Badgers of Barstool. He has an opinion. We'll play it for you on the other side. Talk high school sports. A little Packers of Brandon Ewing from WRZE in Richland Center. We're live on location. The Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC News, followed by ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather. Winter is coming, and I'm serious about that. At least some snow here in parts of nothing major, maybe an inch or two down for our listeners, WAUK, Milwaukee area. The rest of us, I mentioned this on the air. Does your family use this? I wonder if it'll be enough to track a cat.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that? Your grandma never used that or somebody?
No.
Really?
But it makes sense.
Yeah, my family always, we'll see if there's enough to track a cat. We'll see if there is or not. But and then following the weather and our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who is all over Monday Night Football. The Super Bowl defending champion Eagles are in Lambeau on Monday night to face our Green Bay Packers, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and Pete Schwabinator with Nightlight from 6 until 8. Right now, Brandon Ewing joins us here, a youth basketball coach in Richland Center, former high school basketball coach as well, all around great guy, and of the Dynasty Ewing family.
The Dynasty. Yeah, JR.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, get some of his money. All right, talking about this Luke Fickle situation and Wisconsin football, I want to play this for you, Brandon. This is a Barstool big cat, big influencer, as they say, on Barstool on social media. Here's what Barstool big cat says about the situation at Wisconsin.
Because the culture is broken. And that's where Chris McIntosh thinks that they can slap a Band-Aid on it. And by the way, I don't know how much more money they're actually going to spend. I have a feeling that was the $20 million that the schools are going to be able to start spending. They're basically like, yeah, we're going to spend a lot more money, which they should have been spending anyway. They're just saying they're now going to spend it. So the culture is broken. You've heard former players say, like, the culture's broken. I think they've, you know, the recruiting in like Wisconsin used to always get the one thing you'd always like say going into the season, Wisconsin has big guys from Wisconsin to play O-line and they got some awesome running back from South Florida or New Jersey, right? Like mm-hmm. that was it every single year and everything else would figure itself out. They're losing the big guys in Wisconsin to Minnesota and Illinois. And like some of these recruiting battles are just, it's broken. So It's going to take time to rebuild this, and it's not going to be Luke Fickle and Chris McIntosh. I'm pretty convinced of it. So going another year down this road is just delaying it for another year mm-hmm. and going another year down into like the bottom of the Big Ten where it's just insane. And again, it goes back to, you know, the chancellor doesn't care. And I don't think they fully grasp how behind they are right now in the new college football landscape. And every second they keep their head in the sand, they're going to be even further and further behind.
Barstool Big Cat on Barstool Sports, Brandon Ewing, I can't disagree.
There's so much truth there. And it's business 101, okay? Yes, Wisconsin's going to divert more funds to the program. Great, okay? There's also something to be said that oh, so you're telling everybody that you weren't and that you weren't going to be competitive because of it. But okay, so Business 101 tells you, okay, you're going to divert more funds. Okay, Fickle's on his last legs. It's going to cost only that much more to bring in top tier talent. So it's like those funds are going to be diverted even quicker. And I think
people, not to interrupt, but I think people listen, oh, gee, why are you talking about sports so much on this thing? You know, it's just you're so invested in athletics. You know, why don't you talk about academics and the university? Well, guess what? And Donna Shalala, former chancellor, knew this better than anybody else. The football program and the men's basketball program are the two biggest drivers financially of the university because a lot of this money goes into academics, into research, into promotion, into marketing. And Brandon, when your football team is not doing well, that will trickle down and have an effect on the research and the institution.
Absolutely. It's the trickle-down effect. And you look at some of the SEC schools that have come to prominence here in the last 10, 15 years.
Great point.
Okay? Take a school like Tennessee that, used to let literally anybody in, okay? Now, because of the success of their football program and others, basketball being one, okay? Now it's a wait list to get into the school.
Alabama Medical School.
It's, yeah.
I mean, you would never have thought before. All right, our time always goes too short. As always, speed round. Badgers lose or win this weekend?
They're going to lose.
I agree with that. Monday Night Football.
I'll be there.
You're going?
I'm awesome.
You are awesome. Wow. Look at Brandon. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Brandon Ewing will be at Lambeau Field.
The first time, and I think actually since the Badgers played LSU.
Oh, really?
At Lambeau, that's the first time I'll be there in a long
time. So are they getting back on the – when are they bringing back the substitute teacher for the kicker?
Yeah, I know.
Havasek. He should be the kicker.
Well, why don't they go after the old Baltimore kicker?
Right.
I get it.
There's a lot of reasons
but,
there.
But you know what? We're in a safe space.
Right.
It's Green Bay, so –
just shop at Publix or you're not Publix, but pick and save.
Oh, no. So I'll be there. I'm pretty excited. Last week was a sleepy spot and that doesn't make it right. It's just what it is. And honestly, when you go to 18 games, cause that's where the NFL will be at some point, you're going to have more sleepy spots like this. So we have a young team. This is a third year in a row that we're the youngest team in the NFL, and it definitely shows at times.
So you're saying relax.
Relax. Relax.
All right, less than a minute left. Youth sports in Southwest Wisconsin, what does it mean to you?
That is my passion. At some point my children will be there, but yeah, I'm right now kind of fine-tuning myself so that when my kids they are there that I know what I'm doing. But no, I've done this a long time. I love steering, leading, guiding, helping build our community. And honestly, that's why I do it.
Well, I appreciate you do it very, very well. And as someone who's seen this, I think gives kids purpose. It's an equalizer for kids from all different backgrounds, and it gives you purpose.
You're spot on.
Yeah. Brandon Ewing, appreciate you so very much. Thanks for being here.
We'll have you
back soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Somers.
All-around great guy, as well as John Roach, all-around great guy. Go down to the Driftless Film Festival at Mineral Point tomorrow to see A Road at Night, or also to Platteville, to the Avalon Theater for Too Short, Too Slow, the story of the four-time national championships for Pioneer Basketball. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd, say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Thanks to Zomers as well. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.